Good morning. I'm Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News. About 130,000 Entergy Arkansas customers are still without power this morning. That's down from a peak of about 191,000 outages. Many of those are in Pulaski, Saline, and Garland counties, including the Entergy network and other power networks in the state. There are a total of about 200,000 power customers still without power this morning from the Christmas Day snowstorm. We're going to take a look now at traffic and roadways. KATV Channel 7 is reporting a jackknifed 18-wheeler in Little Rock at the Roosevelt Road and Broadway intersection. That's most likely causing traffic problems, if not totally blocking the roadway. Randy Ord of the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department says the best bet if you must drive this morning is to stick to the main roads and interstates and keep your speeds low.
Well, if they're going to get out this morning, conditions are still fairly treacherous. It's much more patchy today than it was. Yesterday, obviously, bad conditions were very widespread. Today, we've got some areas, the major routes, the major thoroughfares, the interstate highways, other major routes, fairly clear. I would caution people about bridges and overpasses, not just on top of them, but underneath them as well. A lot of ice patches still. Some of the secondary routes, getting in and out of neighborhoods, that's probably where you're going to find the most difficulty this morning. I would urge people, if there's any way they can delay their travel plans till later this morning, or even better, this afternoon, then that's what I would suggest.
That's Randy Ord of the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department. Entergy Arkansas' Sally Graham joins us. Sally, what are crews facing as they try to restore power?
Since I spoke with you yesterday morning, we have been able to restore power to 60,000 customers across the state in our service territory. We understand that, this is not going to be over until everyone has their power restored. Today, we expect the restoration pace to increase. We expect customers who live in Pine Bluff, Stuttgart, Lone Oak, Marion, and Forest City to have their lights back on by the end of the day.
Okay, that sounds optimistic. What is the number of people who are without power as of about right now or so?
At about 5:45 this morning, we have 131,000 customers without power. Now, the hardest hit areas are in Little Rock and Hot Springs. We have nearly 4,000 workers who are joining in the restoration effort, and we do expect that the road conditions have been hampering our restoration and our assessments of what issues that we're dealing with as far as how many poles are down and lines that are down. So as we continue to make those assessments, because right now we're working on preliminary assessments of our power restoration, but we do expect customers who live in the hardest hit areas with the most damage, that being Little Rock and Hot Springs, to expect to have a power outage of about 7 days or more.
Okay, so about January 1st or 2nd?
We are hoping to restore it earlier than that, but looking at historical models and the extent of the damage, we are looking at and just really thankful that, customers, they'll be able to make a choice on what they can do if they know that their power will be restored within 7 or more days.
As in rent, get a hotel room or go to a relative's or a friend's house who still has power?
Yes.
Okay. And so how big of an effort is this for Entergy?
Well, this is a massive restoration effort. We have crews coming in from all the way from Charleston, South Carolina, Tampa, Florida, Indiana, Tennessee, Mississippi, Kansas to help us restore the power. Any utility that experiences such a wreaking havoc on our grid the way that this ice storm with its icy conditions and high winds and really stormy weather on Christmas Day has done to our electrical, grid.
That's Sally Graham of Entergy Arkansas. Travel conditions remain dangerous this morning as many roads are covered with ice or have ice patches on them. Highway and transportation officials say main roads and interstates are in good shape. It's just secondary roads and highways that still have ice on them. Many offices are closed this morning, including state offices. Governor Beebe closed state offices again after a hard freeze was forecasted for last night. He said only essential state employees are to report for work. The state fairgrounds are closed a second day. About 130,000 Entergy customers are still without power. Entergy officials have estimated all of its customers will have power back by about January 1st or 2nd. Again, many area roadways and bridges remain treacherous this morning due to lingering snowpack and the refreezing of melted snow that occurred on Wednesday. With temperatures in the teens and 20s this morning, black ice will also be a concern where roads are no longer snow-covered. Also, scattered areas of freezing fog can be expected across portions of central and eastern Arkansas into mid-morning. Motorists are urged to exercise extreme caution if having to travel this morning. Allow extra time to reach your destination. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.